Welcome to Bible Made Easy podcast. I'm Brother George. Thanks for joining me. When I was a teenager, one of the things that convinced me that there was something seriously wrong with the world was commercials on TV. I found most of them to be shallow and materialistic, and that what they were offering me was a lie that wouldn't lead to genuine happiness. Fast forward a few decades, and I would say that both traditional and modern media are even worse. These days, you don't even have to be near a TV to get doused in soul-destroying offerings. It's all at your fingertips 24/7 via your smartphone or other device. And not only legacy media outlets are accessible, but content from any organization or individual anywhere on the globe that wants to share with us is available to you via the internet, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and the like. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of godly and very helpful content out there. And I'm not necessarily talking about that. But plenty of popular content is riddled with ungodly poison for your soul. And even much of the good stuff has ungodly undertones. What we have to understand is this. Traditional media and social media companies are almost exclusively owned and run by non-believers, even people who are openly hostile to Christianity. They have a profit motive. They don't love us. They want to make money off us. And they do so by appealing to our baser passions, our sinful nature. And most of the private individuals who post on social media are not that much different. The news and information we're exposed to is permeated with falsehoods about reality that can suck you into a black hole of the following and more. Atheism, a secular worldview, hostility towards Christianity, materialism, fleshly indulgence, vices, spiritual and physical lethargy, narcissism, perverted sexual practices, violence, racism, a Western-centric worldview, preference toward favored groups, devaluation of marriage, the family and children, jealousy, man-worship, pride and arrogance, vanity, lying and deception, and I could go on. While so much of the underlying messaging is couched in entertainment or serious news reporting, the message is there nonetheless. And if you're not careful, your mind could easily become twisted and corrupted by it. You need to realize who is ultimately behind it all. While ungodly individuals and modern media companies are guilty, the devil is really the ultimate fake news and misinformation disseminator. Jesus called him the father of lies. In John 8:44, Jesus said of the devil that he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Any lie that was ever uttered, any falsehood that was ever perpetuated, originated from the devil, because that's what he does. He tries to corrupt and destroy us with lies. The spiritual warfare against his fake news campaign is a life and death battle that you must win. Listen to what the Bible says about how to guard yourself against the devil's fake news and misinformation. 1 John 4:1-6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Notice how we're urged to try the spirits behind what we consume. This means to judge the spirit with wisdom and discernment. So you can't just be a passive consumer of content. You have to be discerning as to what its messaging to you is. This passage divides the spirits into two groups, those who acknowledge that Jesus is their Savior and those who don't, those who hear God's word and those who don't. That's one important way to divide truth and falsehood. You have to have a thorough understanding of the truth, God's viewpoint on things, His value system, via His word, the Bible. Then you'll have a standard by which to judge all other input. John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And you need the help of the Holy Spirit, who will remind you of God's word and guide you into all truth. John 14:26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And John 16:13, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." You can also judge by the fruit in your life. Is what you're consuming yielding good fruit in accordance with the truth and values of the Bible? Or are you being lured into capitulating to your baser instincts? God's word, the sword of the Spirit, as Ephesians 6:17 calls it, is your ultimate defense against the lies and falsehoods of modern media. Read it daily, familiarize yourself with it, memorize it, and you'll go a long way to insulating yourself against modern media's lies, fake news, and misinformation. Thanks for tuning in. Please be sure to subscribe, like, and share. See you next time. Bye.